Hello, DS106 listeners. This is Jasmine and Michaela from Team Awesome, giving you a blast from the past, but also sparking you into the future.
Have you ever been curious to know more about the future or how retro the past can be? Well, then this is the radio show for you. This is a story about two scientists that decide that they want to go beyond modern science. They want to travel into different worlds, a science that has been barely touched except by these two exceptional minds. However, the true drama lies within the actual wants of the two, because while Kristen wants to explore the past, Jason's true fascination lies within the future. Will the couple travel together through different parts of time, or will this be the end of Kristen as they travel into opposite parts of time?
Nighttime falls, and a loving couple are enjoying each other's company while eating a plate of perfectly cooked salmon, brown rice cooked to perfection, and tender asparagus. They were gazing into each other's eyes with much passion before they took a bite out of their food and then realized it was becoming awkward. So they decided to talk about the busy day they had at the lab.
So how was your day, honey?
It was good, but fairly busy. I had to work on the specimen that died about 50 years ago, so I had to use my new carbon dating machine on him.
Oh, I thought that wasn't ready yet.
It wasn't until about last week it was. I wanted to surprise everyone with it, but I've also managed to work out a few kinks. Actually, I've been meaning to tell you about this new project I've been working on. You know, the real reason I've been staying so late at work. Remember that one time we were talking about time travel and how passionate we were both about doing it?
Yeah, but I thought we both said it would be a long time before either of us can devote any time to this project, especially with work.
I know, and I wanted to surprise you with finishing it.
Wait, Kristen, this is nonsense. Did you really do this? Did you really complete our dreams?
Almost. I just need you to do more of your futuristic technology skills.
Kristen, I cannot believe you would do this. Of course I'll help you finish this. I love you so much, Kristen.
The two worked diligently for the next couple of days on this project, only taking breaks to stare at each other lovingly.
It's done! Oh, Jason, it's done!
I can't believe we did it. Oh, I'll pack my bag so we can go. I can't believe we'll see the future. We'll see how the world will turn out. This will change everything.
Wait, Jason, the future? Oh no, we have to go back. We need to see the past. Imagine the things we could change. Imagine the world we could see before us.
I made it very clear that I wanted to travel to the future, so we could go to the world we have to look for. Imagine how we could change the world. Don't you want to?
Oh, no. I didn't. I thought we wanted the same thing when we began this.
Yeah, me too.
What will the ever-loving couple do? Will they travel together and see each other's future or the past? Oh, the two part ways before even beginning to explore the world beyond them.
Music nowadays always live, already planned out. What can we do to make them better? They could put onto little memory devices, but then they're too small and could be lost easily within a heartbeat, right? Well, I invented something that no one else could possibly lose. Something that everyone will have in their store, restaurant, and homes for solely entertainment purposes. Do you know what that would be? You guessed it. It's a huge music player called a jukebox. Now, they're a little more on the expensive side at $19.99, but here you have a wonderful deal with only 5 easy payments of $4, so get them while supplies last.
Do you ever have enough time to complete a project or make a line want to move faster or even make time just stop? Well, now you can. Introducing the one and only Time Ring that allows you to speed up time, slow it down, or even just stop. Now, instead of waiting for that coffee and about to be late to work, speed up time and make the line wait shorter. Now, I know you're asking,
well, if you speed up time, then time will just go faster and you'll still be late to work.
My answer to you would be, no, we're not. Not with the new improved target scope. So only certain things will speed up and slow down or stop. This can only be found in your local Mega Marts, only for $45.95. Get it while supplies last. Warning, if you do not unfreeze someone, it might result in paralyzing, stroke, or even death.
Well, I'm going to the past, and either you can come with me or you can go into the future. But if you do, don't expect to come back to me.
The future is calling me, and you saying that just reassures me that this wasn't meant to be, and that you never truly understood me.
I wish you luck, Jason, but you will truly regret not coming with me.
And with that, the couple decides to go their own ways. Kristen into the past, one that she's always been fascinated with. Karaoke machines, pop, and jamming out to the classics, such as The King. Jason has taken opposite route of the future, where it's an entirely different world.
With Team Awesome on DS106 Radio, where the fun starts and never seems to stop. So kick off your shoes and enjoy the entertainment.
Well, first travel deep into the past with Kristen as she goes into a world that has imagined and read about many times before.
Oh my god, look at all of this. Where am I? I don't care. This is incredible. What year is it?
Oh, hello there, miss. How are you doing this evening? You look a bit lost. I'm Marty.
Well, I am. I'm Kristen. Is there a way you could possibly show me around this town? Or maybe tell me where I am, or even the year?
Why, yes. It's 1952. You don't go and bump your head, did you?
Oh no, I just got a bit lost for a second.
I'll be happy to help you around until you find your way. But right now, everyone's on their way to the dance hall.
The dance hall?
Yes, the dance hall. Oh miss, you're not even dressed. You're nowhere near dressed to do this. Come with me. My sister owns a shop around here at the corner.
A short while later.
Oh, is this an actual poodle skirt?
Ma'am, actual? As opposed to what?
You're right. I suppose I'm just used to these by now. Well, let's not waste much more time and proceed to the dance hall to jitterbug.
Oh yes, right this way.
After hours at the dance hall, Kristen decides to take a break.
Oh gosh, this is incredible. These sodas are from actual bottle. Do you see this? No tin can, and everyone is just so happy. And there isn't a care in the world, and best of all, the music is live. There's no DJ. I can actually see them. I cannot believe I'm actually here, and that this is really happening.
Ma'am, this is every day. You must be parched. And now you're speaking in crazy tongue, as if life could be something other than this.
Oh, if you only knew. This is when life was good, and there were no complications. This is when you could come and enjoy a dance before the night was over, and Twitter wasn't the main way of contacting all of your friends.
Twitter, ma'am?
Oh no, just forget I said that. I just can't help but wish I could share all of this with Jason. I wish he was here to enjoy this. I can't help but wonder what he's doing at this moment.
The future is amazing. It's all these flying cars, people transporting through pipes, and artificial intelligence. Well, I guess I can call them robots now. But they're all walking everywhere. My mind cannot take all this at once.
Hello there. Sir, is there something I can help you with?
Yes, please, can you direct me to somewhere I can get something to eat?
Yes, one moment, please.
Then all of a sudden, Jason's molecules get separated into billions of tiny particles and gets whisked away into the air, transporting him to a local restaurant. When he came to, he was too weak to do anything. He had to run to the bathroom immediately with a stomach ache. When he got there, he started to throw up so much that he started to think that if this place was really what he wanted.
Let me get something to eat. I'm starving. I hope the food in the future is better and healthier than what I have in the present day. Okay, let me see, what do I want?
Hello, welcome to Shop 294, specializing in starchy foods. How may I serve you today?
Hi, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, what may I assist you with?
Is every company here filled with robots for service jobs, or are there still places where humans have to serve other people?
In the year 2040, artificial intelligence was perfected to the max. So instead of having them do higher level jobs,
that they are capable of doing. Instead, we are meant to only do the lower jobs that humans do not want to do for themselves.
Oh, okay. I guess it's okay, but a little weird. So anyways, I would like salmon, brown rice, and asparagus.
Will that be all for you today?
Yes, please.
Then suddenly, with less than a second, his food appeared in front of him.
Wow, that was fast. Man, this really does remind me of Kristen. I wonder how she's enjoying herself.
How are you enjoying that shake, miss?
It's delicious. I might just get another. How much is it?
Oh, miss, don't worry about that. It is 25 cents, and I'll gladly pay.
25 cents? That's ridiculously low. Yes, I'll have another one, but tell me more about being here. Tell me more about how you feel here.
Miss, I don't know exactly what you mean. I'm just getting by as a greaser, so I have a reputation to uphold. But I can't help taking you around town since you're a fly chick.
Oh, well thank you, but I'm spoken for.
Well, that fellow of yours is awfully lucky. If I had you, I wouldn't let you out of my sight for a second.
Well, my boyfriend is just trying new things. I actually don't even know if he's my boyfriend anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean, miss. I had a lady love of mine, but I saw her bowling with Sunny one day, and it put a dark in my mood. Found no one takes my girl except me.
Maybe they're just friends. You shouldn't give up just yet.
Suppose so. She just confuses the heck out of me. But man, whenever I see her jitterbug, my engine says go, and I fall for those big blue eyes. She just cat pajamas.
Well, it sounds like to me you better go after her before it's too late.
You know what? You're right, I should.
You're listening to Team Awesome, coming to you on DS106 Radio, where you come to wind down and relax.
This food is good and all, but it doesn't even come close to Kristen's cooking. I really do miss her. I think I might go back and see her. No, there is not a mite in my mind that I'm gonna go back and see her and never leave her again.
Jason runs out in search of a robot that can help him.
Hello, can I assist you?
Yes. How can I travel back into the past?
You would have to go to the Kristen Laboratory.
Okay, thank you so much. Wait, what was the name of that lab?
Kristen. It was named after the first ever time travel duo that made the first time travel machine.
Oh, okay then.
Jason has a puzzled look on his face, and he was trying to understand what the robot was telling him, but he was such in a hurry to get back to see Kristen that he did not even care of exactly what the robot said. He finally found the laboratory after hours and hours of running. Jason ran up to the machine and turned it on, not even realizing that one was the exact one he sent his wife into the past with.
Now, to go and see my baby.
Do you ever have enough time to complete a project or make a line want to move faster or even make time to stop? Well, now you can. Introducing the one and only Time Ring that allows you to speed up time, slow it down, or even just stop. Now, instead of waiting for that coffee and about to be late to work, speed up time and make the line wait shorter. Now, I know you're asking.
Well, if you speed up time, then time would just go faster and you'll still be late to work.
My answer to you would be, no, we're not. Not with the new improved target scope. So only certain things will speed up and slow down or stop. This can only be found in your local Mega Mart, only for $45.95. Get it while supplies last. Warning, if you do not unfreeze someone, it might result in paralyzing, stroke, or even death.
Oh man, do you see that crowd? Come on, we gotta go see what's going on in case there's a greaser fight.
A greaser fight? It doesn't seem too big to be too big of a commotion.
Yeah, come on, let's just see what the big fuss is about. Maybe it's just a new cat in town.
No, wait, I know that new cat. That's Jason?
Kristen, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Who's this fella? Can I help you, Daddy-O?
No, this is my Jason, Marty.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm gonna have to give you to a moment alone, but you should know you have a real fox in your hand.
Believe me, I know. And I'm here to tell her I'm an idiot for leaving and thinking anything would be okay without her.
Do you mean that, Jason? Because I'm so sorry, and as much as I love science and learning about this, I can't help but miss you and regret what happened.
I'm willing to let this all go and stay here with you.
No, I want to come with you. The future is where we belong. We can learn so much.
But the past is everything you wanted.
So are you.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Thank you for listening, DS106 listeners, to Team Awesome's awesomeness of a radio type show. Have a great afternoon or night, depending on what time you go to sleep.